All right, so we've got a whole stack of stuff here, all about something called Q-Grip. It's pretty interesting, actually. There's Q-Grip Introduction, Design and Architecture, multiple domain configuration even, I don't know, and a whole document on license keys and support. Sounds like you want us to figure out what this Q-Grip thing is all about, how it works, and why it might be, you know, a big deal. Let's jump in.
It really stands out that we're looking at something specifically for on-premises SQL Server environments, which are still super common, even with all the cloud stuff these days.
Yeah, I mean, there are tons of companies that still use those servers, so if Q-Grip helps manage all that, I can see why you'd want to learn more. The intro describes Q-Grip as a centralized application-based database management tool. I'm guessing that means it wants to make managing your SQL Server setup a lot easier.
Exactly. Think of it as like a single control panel for all your SQL Server stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of using a bunch of different tools and processes, Q-Grip is trying to be that one-stop shop. And the best part is, it's not just for massive corporations either.
Oh, so even smaller companies, the ones with just a couple of SQL servers, they could use it too.
Totally. For them, just the built-in backup and restore features would be a huge time saver. But where it really shines is with those larger organizations.
Mm.
The ones with more complex setups, maybe with different teams for development and testing and operations. Q-Grip can bring a level of organization and control that would be incredibly valuable there.
So it's all about centralization, making things efficient. Got it. But let's get into the details a bit. What kind of features does it have?
One of the core parts is something called the Q-Grip CMDB, which stands for Configuration Management Database. It's basically like a detailed map of your entire SQL Server world. It doesn't just list your servers and databases. It also shows you how they're all connected.
So let's say I'm in the marketing department. I could see exactly which databases my team is using and who else is using them.
Precisely. You can even see how much each department is using those shared resources, which can be really helpful for budgeting and making sure everyone pays their fair share. That kind of transparency can be hard to come by in a lot of SQL Server environments.
Makes sense. No more fighting over server resources then. Now, besides the CMDB, what else makes Q-Grip stand out?
It's got a really impressive range of functions, from basic stuff like backup and restore to more advanced things, like database cloning, migrating databases with minimal downtime, even managing users and permissions, monitoring server health, and generating reports for those compliance audits. It's pretty comprehensive.
Wow, that's a lot. It sounds like they thought of everything. But I'm guessing some of those features are going to be more important to our listeners than others. What would you say are some of the big ones, the stuff that would make someone say, I need this?
It really depends on what they need, of course. But I think the features for migrating databases and all the security stuff would be really appealing. For example, minimizing downtime during migrations.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge deal for businesses that rely on their databases 24/7. Imagine having to shut down your website for hours or even days just to move a database. That could cost a fortune. Q-Grip is designed to make migrations a lot smoother and faster.
And what about the security side of things? What makes Q-Grip special there?
Well, first of all, it uses what's called a Group Managed Service Account, or GMSA, for all its system operations.
Okay, hold on. What's a GMSA, and why should I care?
It's like a super secure type of account, basically. It automatically takes care of passwords and permissions, which makes it way harder for hackers to get into your SQL servers and steal the data, obviously. And on top of that, Q-Grip encrypts all the database code and keeps detailed logs, so you always have a record of who did what.
Secure, versatile, organized. I'm starting to see the appeal here. But how does all this actually work? What's going on behind the scenes?
That's where the design and architecture document comes in. It breaks down how Q-Grip works inside, how all the pieces fit together.
Lead the way. I'm ready to see what's under the hood.
At the core of it all are the Q-Grip servers. Those are the dedicated machines that do the hard work. They run all the processes and tasks that make Q-Grip tick. Then you have the backup shares, which are actually really important.
Backup shares. I'm curious. Tell me more.
Well, Q-Grip actually uses backup shares for everything it does with databases. It needs at least 3 dedicated shares for regular backups, for special copy-only backups, and for importing backups that were made outside of Q-Grip. It's kind of like the central hub for all the data that Q-Grip manages.
Interesting. Not what I expected, but it makes sense. So what else is in this system?
You've also got the Q-Grip database. It's on its own dedicated SQL Server instance. It's like the brains of the whole thing, really. It stores all the important info, job schedules, task queues, configuration settings, everything. And then there's the Q-Grip UI, so you can actually interact with it all.
The user interface.
Exactly. Think of it as the control panel for QGrip. It gives you a nice visual overview of the whole CMBB, lets you manage all the features, and shows you all the data QGrip collects. It's your window into QGrip, basically.
So we've got the servers doing the work, the backup shares as the data hub, the QGrip database calling the shots, and the UI letting you control it all. I think I'm getting a much clearer picture of how all this works together.
That's great to hear. And it gets even more interesting when we start talking about multiple domain configurations.
Right. The document about managing SQL servers across those different Active Directory domains sounds complicated.
It can be, but QGrip is designed to handle it all smoothly. Imagine a company with different departments, maybe even separate branches, each one with their own separate domain. QGrip can manage the SQL servers and backup shares across all those domains. It can do that either by using existing trust relationships between the domains, or by using a special managed SQL account just for secure communication.
So it's not just limited to one domain then. It can handle those more complicated setups. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And within that multi-domain setup, they have this really clever file transfer method.
Yeah.
It lets you securely clone databases and exchange backups between different domains.
File transfer method. Tell me more about that. It sounds like some kind of secure pipeline for data between different domains.
That's exactly what it is. Let's say domain A needs to clone a database from domain B or grab a backup from them.
Mm.
Instead of jumping through hoops, domain B just puts the files they need in this special file transfer location, and then domain A can access them securely. It makes the whole process way easier.
That's really clever. Like a secure Dropbox just for databases, but between different parts of a company. Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. We've got a pretty good idea of what QGrip is, how the architecture works, even how it handles those tricky multi-domain setups.
Definitely. But there's one more important thing we need to talk about. Licensing and support.
Right. The license keys and support document. Let's dig into that in part two. Okay, so we've gone through all the features and the tech behind QGrip, but now let's get down to the real question. How much is this thing going to cost me? Time to crack open that license keys and support document and talk money.
Yeah, that's the big question for a lot of people, I'm sure. And luckily, the licensing looks pretty simple. First thing to know is that QGrip needs a license key to work.
Makes sense. Got to keep the lights on, right? But are there different kinds of licenses?
There are, and they basically scale with you as your needs grow. So the different tiers, they give you different levels of functionality. It depends mostly on how many SQL Server instances you're managing and how many people will be using QGrip.
So, like, if I'm a smaller company with just a few SQL servers and a small IT team, I wouldn't need the same license as, say, a huge company with tons of servers, right?
Exactly. QGrip can grow with you. But what if you're not ready to commit just yet? Maybe you want to try it out first. Well, they have a free trial.
Free trial? That's always good to hear. How does that work?
When you install QGrip, it automatically sets you up with a trial license key. With that key, you can manage up to 5 SQL Server instances. And you can have up to 5 users on QGrip, and it lasts for 45 days.
45 days? That's pretty generous. More than enough time to see if QGrip is worth it. But what happens after those 45 days? Do I have to uninstall everything and start over if I decide to buy the full version?
Nope, not at all. The trial just turns into a regular production license. You just need to buy a production license key. It lasts for a year, and you're all set. No need to reinstall or anything. The prices for the production licenses also depend on how many instances and users you need, just like with the trial.
So if my company gets bigger and I need to manage more SQL servers,
yeah,
or maybe I need to add more users to QGrip, I can just upgrade to a higher tier, right?
Exactly. And they've even made the upgrade process super smooth. The document mentions that they adjust the cost based on how much time is left on your current license, so you don't have to wait until the year's up to upgrade.
That's really convenient. So the licensing seems pretty flexible overall. It scales with your needs. That's great. But let's say I run into a problem. Maybe I need help setting something up, or I need to troubleshoot an issue. What kind of support does QGrip offer?
Well, support is included for anyone with a license, and it looks pretty comprehensive. They guarantee a response within 8 office hours for any support request.
8 hours? That's pretty quick, actually. So if I send a request on a Friday afternoon, I should hear back by Monday at the latest. It's good to know there's someone there to help if you need it.
Absolutely. And they also really emphasize how important it is to fix bugs quickly. So you know they're working hard to keep QGrip stable and reliable. They even have a whole system for tracking bugs and prioritizing fixes.
That's good to hear. It shows they care about the product and the people using it. So to recap, we've learned that QGrip has flexible licensing that scales with your needs. There's a generous free trial to get you started, and they provide prompt and reliable support for all licensed users.
You nailed it. It seems like they really put a lot of thought into making QGrip. Not just a powerful tool, but also one that's easy to get set up and trust.
I like that. I think we've really taken QGrip apart and examined every piece, haven't we? We've talked about its features, the architecture, the licensing, even how it works with those multi-domain setups. But now I'm kind of curious to step back and look at the bigger picture. Where does a tool like QGrip fit into the whole world of data management? How does it compare to everything else out there?
Now that's a really interesting question. And that's really what these deep dives are all about, isn't it? It's not just about understanding a single product. It's about seeing the bigger trends and challenges, the things that are shaping how we deal with data in this day and age.
Okay, you've got me intrigued. Lead the way to part three. All right, so we've really got to know QGrip inside and out. We've seen what it can do, how it's built, the whole licensing deal. But now I kind of want to zoom out, you know? Look at the bigger picture. How does a tool like QGrip fit into the whole data management landscape these days?
It's a great question. And it's where things get really interesting, actually. Because QGrip seems to be addressing some of the biggest trends we're seeing in data management right now, even beyond just SQL Server itself.
Okay, I'm listening. What kind of trends are we talking about?
Well, first of all, just think about the sheer amount of data companies have to deal with these days. It's exploding. Everyone's struggling to manage these massive databases, especially when they're spread out across different environments, on-premises, and in the cloud. It can get really messy.
Yeah, it's not just about storing the data anymore. It's about making sense of it, protecting it, actually using it to make better decisions.
Exactly. And that's where tools like QGrip come in. They give you the control and automation you need to handle this flood of data. Imagine trying to manage backups, migrations, security updates for hundreds of databases manually. It would be a nightmare. QGrip wants to streamline all that, automate it, so IT teams can focus on the more important strategic stuff.
So QGrip is like a response to the challenges of big data, even though it's focused on on-premises SQL Server. It's giving organizations the tools they need to wrangle all that data and make it work for them. What other trends are making a tool like this so important?
Security is a huge one. Data breaches are happening all the time, and the consequences can be devastating for a company. Financial losses, damage to their reputation, legal problems, you name it. So it's no surprise that everyone's worried about security. And this is where QGrip's design really shines.
You're talking about those features we discussed, right? The GMSA accounts, the encryption, the audit trails.
Precisely. By building those security features right into the tool, QGrip makes it a lot easier for companies to protect their SQL Server data from unauthorized access, hackers, all that. It's not just an extra layer of security. It's baked right in.
Like they built a fortress around your data. But it's not just about hackers either, right? There are all those data privacy regulations that companies have to follow.
Absolutely. Regulations like GDPR and CCPA, they're putting more and more pressure on organizations to be responsible with personal data, to handle it securely. And QGrip helps there too, with its built-in compliance reporting features. Those reports give companies the proof they need to show they're following the rules.
So it's not just a good idea, it's becoming essential. Data security and compliance, they're not optional anymore. Are there any other big trends pushing companies towards a tool like QGrip?
One more I'd mention is the demand for agility and efficiency in IT. Businesses need to adapt quickly these days to keep up with the market, and that means streamlining their IT operations. They can't afford to be bogged down by slow, manual processes.
This is where QGrip's automation features really come in, right? Things like those automated backups, database cloning, even those unattended deployments.
Exactly. By automating all those routine tasks, QGrip frees up IT professionals to focus on more strategic projects. Things that actually add value to the business, like developing new applications or improving existing systems. It's about helping organizations do more with their data, faster and more efficiently.
So basically, QGrip isn't just some convenient tool for managing your SQL servers. It's a way to tackle some of the biggest challenges organizations are facing right now. The explosion of data, the importance of security and compliance, the constant pressure to be faster and more efficient.
You said it perfectly. It's a great example of how the world of data management is changing.
Yeah.
And the new types of tools that are being developed to help companies keep up.
And that's why we love doing these deep dives. It's not just about learning about a specific product. It's about understanding the bigger picture, you know, how technology is being used to solve real world problems.
Absolutely. So to our listener, I leave you with this thought. As data continues to grow in volume and importance and complexity, how will you make sure your organization has what it takes, not just to manage that data, but to truly harness its power? to turn it into a real competitive advantage.
That's something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into QGrip. We'll catch you next time.